Our team connected with some of the state's most influential leaders from May 27th through 30th at the 2025 Mackinac Policy Conference, hosted by the Detroit Regional Chamber. During the annual convening on Mackinac Island, we sponsored a panel titled Community Foundations Building Civic Infrastructure. The discussion explored how community foundations serve as nonpartisan bridge builders and conveners, fostering partnerships and enhancing economic opportunities through cross-sector collaboration. Nick Corey, former State of Michigan treasurer and a current Community Foundation trustee, moderated the conversation with Community Foundation President and CEO Nicole Sherard Freeman and Dan Kildee, President and CEO of the Community Foundation of Greater Flint. Here is one key takeaway shared by the panelists. As the nonprofits we serve grapple with federal funding cuts, our ability to bring different stakeholders to the table will help us to step up and reimagine the systems that support our community partners. The New Economy Initiative, managed by the Community Foundation, aims to grow a strong community of entrepreneurship in Southeast Michigan that benefits all residents and strengthens the regional economy. In April, NEI released its 2024 annual report, which highlights entrepreneurs like Haley Conyers, who grew her handmade jewelry business with assistance from several of Southeast Michigan's business support organizations, and Zena Holifield, who launched The Damage Zone, Detroit's first rage room, despite facing regulatory challenges. The Pontiac Funders Collaborative celebrated the expansion of RX Kids into Pontiac during a baby parade on May 9th, complete with ice cream, music, and activities for kids and families at Wisner Memorial Stadium in the city. Originally launched in Flint in 2024, RX Kids offers cash prescriptions to pregnant mothers with no strings attached, providing an initial $1,500 during pregnancy and an additional $500 per month throughout the baby's first year of life. RX Kids, in partnership with the Oakland Livingston Human Service Agency, the City of Pontiac, Oakland County, the Alex Foundation, Total Health, Priority Health Foundation, and the Pontiac Funders Collaborative, announced its 2025 expansion into Pontiac in March, with $8.5 million contributed to ensure its success during the first 2 years. The Pontiac Funders Collaborative, an initiative that the Community Foundation manages, contributed $1 million toward the RX Kids expansion. The transformative program aims to strengthen families and reduce childhood poverty. As of June 10th, at least $321,000 has been prescribed, 206 families enrolled, and 59 babies born in Pontiac with RX Kids support, according to a dashboard tracking the initiative's progress. Community Foundation Donor Services Vice President Randy Ross and more than 50 members of Michigan's philanthropic community met with policymakers February 23rd through the 26th during the annual Foundations on the Hill conference in Washington, D.C. The event highlighted the critical role of philanthropy in strengthening communities. Conversations focused on opportunities for philanthropy and government to collaborate, the impact of philanthropic investments, and key issues affecting the sector and the people we serve. Community Foundation staff members led a trustee engagement bus tour on February 27th that was designed to bring the impact of our work to life. The tour, which was facilitated by the Detroit City Institute, began at Eastern Market and then visited the future Detroit Horsepower Stable Site, Forgotten Harvest, and the downtown boxing gym. Guests had the opportunity to hear directly from Community Foundation staff and grantee partners about how our organization serves as a bridge builder throughout the region. These stories were featured in our Summer 2025 report. You can find more stories at cfsem.org/summash2025.